From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
The other day, my 5-year-old asked me, "Mommy, why is the ground brown?" Not something inspiring like, "Why is the sky blue?" No, for someone who admittedly stands barely 4 feet tall, it's ground brown. Why? And the answer is, brace yourselves, this is going to be exciting, carbon. Yes, carbon. So says Stephen Allison, ecologist at the University of California, Irvine, who studied the process of soil creation. When plants wilt and die, they turn brown. Dead foliage falls to the ground, taking carbon with it. Then armies of microbes move in and do the dirty work. Enzymes in the soil break the carbon down to bite-sized chunks for the creatures. But microbes aren't perfect, and there's plenty of carbon left over. It's like they just don't finish everything on their plate. They die and leave more carbon behind. It's really a vicious cycle. Over the millennia, the whole thing builds up, and you have potting soil in your backyard. Lighter soils, like desert soil, have less carbon, and well, thankfully, by this time, my 5-year-old was asleep. So think about it, parents. Next time your too curious kid is driving you nuts with the why, consider a nap time story about carbon.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at TIAA-CREF.com.